It's December. It's leading up to Christmas. It's a time of preparation of our homes, our families, putting up special decorations, getting the food ready for the celebration on Christmas Day and the days that follow. A moment when we renew our friendship with family and friends, perhaps sending Christmas cards, perhaps being in contact via Facebook or LinkedIn or by telephone or email, the wonderful new communication systems that we can make use of, especially at this time as we prepare for Christmas. But there is something more to it than that, because this particular birth is unique and of huge significance for us as we go deeper into ourselves. So easy for us to think by buying presents and having a big feast and enjoying ourselves that that is the end of the Christmas season. And I'd like just to share for a few moments another journey which started in Nazareth, which is now in Galilee and part of Israel, where this older man, Joseph, and his beloved Mary set off on a journey to Bethlehem. A journey perhaps of 4 or 5 days, but it's a journey full of significance in a land today, sadly, of tension, of injustice, of violence. And here, all those years ago, we have this solitary couple with a donkey perhaps making their way from Nazareth to Bethlehem. In those days too, it was not a country at peace. It was a country under some sense under Roman occupation, with all the negative things that an occupation brings with it. But they made their way across the Vale of Esdraelon and then up onto the hills of Judea and through Samaria and past Mount Gerizim, Mount Ebal, so significant in the Book of Deuteronomy for the commitment that the chosen people made to this law that God and covenant that God had offered to them, to live in obedience to his will, something they found extremely difficult to do, but nevertheless it was there, celebrated on those holy mountains. And moving over that central ridge, which separates the plain of Israel from the Mediterranean on the one side and the valley of the River Jordan on the other, in cool conditions, perhaps wet, but it's over the rolling hills of Judea, making their way down what is now known as the West Bank, until arriving after 3 or 4 days into Jerusalem, a smaller Jerusalem than today, a Jerusalem still with a proud history, the place where the temple once was, place of David, an ancestor of Jesus. And after that difficult journey on foot, with Mary sitting on the donkey, with her baby about to be born, they make their way through from Jerusalem to Bethlehem, the city of David. In Bethlehem, they find it difficult to find somewhere to stay and move to some caves on what is the east side of the town where Jesus is born. Caves produce silence, and in that moment of birth there would have been silence. A silence of wonder, but a silence of expectation, a silence that this was a truly unique event. Yes, shortly after the birth, as tradition has it, we shepherds in that area, seeing something had happened, were guided to that place and there rejoiced. And their joy, glory to God in the highest, their joy echoes the joy of all human beings, men and women, young and old, of all nations, at this moment when hope returns, when there is this sign from God that his love now makes the choice so much easier because in Jesus God has become man. And in that mysterious birth, in that mystery of that unique human being, there is, summarized in a sense, there is a sense of what it means to love, to go out to the other, from divinity to humanity, from one people to another, from man to woman, from parent to child, from grandparent to grandchildren, from neighbor to neighbor, reaching out, not in competition, not in a sense of I'm better than you, but in a sense of love. And hidden in every act of love, every act of true love, is the statement, I accept you as you are. I forgive you for what you may have done to me. And it is in that mystery of God becoming man, with its implication that I accept you as you are and forgive you for what you might have done to me, lies the hope which guarantees our future. Because in that birth, and from that birth, that human, Jesus Christ, becoming Christ in his journey over 33 years until crucified and then rising. But all that is present implicitly in the baby that is born in Bethlehem at the end of that long journey from Nazareth. And it is when we give thanks for that birth on Christmas Day, we remember that that neighbor who is alongside us, young or old, our own language or another, is all encompassed in that one divine act of generous love, which is Jesus Christ, born to save us all. And those of us who profess the Christian faith are by that token privileged to go out and be Christ to our neighbor in forgiveness and in acceptance, in love and in hope. And in that, we offer the gift which Jesus brought to us, and the reason why we celebrate Christmas, which is that birth marks the start of a new life, which we, following his resurrection, will enjoy after our own death. And there is the meaning, because it is based on the gift of the Father to us, in order that his love for us can be fulfilled in our being brought back to him, from whom and in whom and with whom we find our own fulfillment. So that is what we give thanks for as we ponder that scene in Bethlehem. And we ponder the journeys that each of us has to make, as Mary and Joseph made that journey from Nazareth to Bethlehem, along those hills, through Jerusalem to Bethlehem. Amen.